Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back to Who's Talkin'? Who's Talkin'? You know, a little tongue-tied there, you know.
Hobbo, no. Put down the beer.
That's right. You know, well, that was the only one. No, never. No alcoholic beverages. But we do have Brad Barnes on the line. And don't forget, 6:45, we anticipate having Tony Bennett to call in for the last 15 minutes of the show. And next week, we got Ted Jeffries and Chris Wright. More about that later. But, Brad, just a question. With a new coaching staff coming in, new systems, how much of an adjustment is that from the standpoint of the offensive line?
I think from the offensive line standpoint, I don't think it's too much of an adjustment. Obviously, you're going to have some new plays to learn, but the good news is they'll be in position now. You've got spring practice to get ready for all that, and then you have the summer. So you'll learn the new plays. While the schemes may vary, the techniques that you use don't vary. That's the good news. And so I think with the proper dedication to studying the playbook, getting through spring practice, and then having the summer to learn the plays, I think they'll be ready to rock and roll by the time the season comes around.
Brad, just thinking about the whole scenario here, didn't you overlap with Welsh and Groh, if I'm not mistaken?
You know, I did not. My last season was Welsh's last season. But I was there through the transition. So my last year was the spring was when Groh came in. So that's speaking from that experience.
Yes.
That's what I saw all the folks that were left behind. They really took the spring to learn it. And again, the techniques don't vary. It's just the plays that vary. So once you understand the scheme, once you understand the plays, you can apply those same techniques that you've been learning for the last three to 4 years, and you can apply those, and you transition just fine from an offensive line perspective.
You know, and the one thing Virginia's got going for it this year is we have an experienced quarterback coming back, so it's not like we're having to break in a new quarterback, which I would think would be big.
That's right. That's true, too. And I think the other thing, too, is when a new coaching staff comes in and you weren't recruited by these guys, sort of all bets are off, especially from a starting perspective. So there's going to be a lot of guys that want to make sure they keep their starting position. So everybody's going to be eager to show the new coaching staff that they've got what it takes to play. So I think even above and beyond what that typical dedication would be in the spring and in the summer training, and then once you get into camp, everyone's going to step their game up just a little bit, and I think they'll be dedicated to learning the playbook and making sure that they keep their starting position. And by doing that, we should have a little bit better performance on the field in the fall.
You know, this bowl game that Brigham Young plays in is on the 19th, I believe.
Saturday.
Yeah,
sure.
And I think Bronco Mendenhall said he was going to be in Charlottesville on the 20th. I bet you he'd be a little bleary-eyed, but one thing's for certain, listening to him at that press conference, you couldn't help but be motivated. I mean, he is an uplifting speaker. He didn't need any notes. He looked everybody in the eye. He has a brand of humor that's a little different. You know, he's the same guy that likes to surf and ride Harleys, but he sounds like the guy that likes to go down to the basement and lift weights, you know. So I think the ball players are going to relate to him, don't you think?
I think so, too. And plus, he played college football. And so I think he'll certainly relate in that manner. Plus, you don't get a head coaching job if you don't and be successful at it if you don't relate to your players. So it's going to be interesting to see how he's been mainly recruiting on the West Coast, to see if that translates into great recruits here on the East Coast, is where we typically source all of our guys, except for what you mentioned, the outlier from Colorado earlier, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think he's going to relate just fine. And I think you're right. You mentioned something there. I think he is very visionary and very vision-driven. And so what I'm excited to see is what his new vision is for Virginia football and the strategies and tactics he puts in place to go out and execute that. And I think if he can get the kids on board, then I think he can bring some 100 more wins to Virginia really quickly.
And, Brad, between now and the spring ball, is it most just training and conditioning that the players will be doing?
That's what we'll be going through. You know, I don't know all the rules and regulations from an NCAA standpoint, but I bet if you can, they'll probably get some playbooks disseminated, and they'll probably go through some through some sort of assimilation into the new coaching staff, again, within compliance of the NCAA rules and regulations. But it is mostly just the workouts, Jim.
And is that coach supervised or not?
Typically there'll be coaches that'll be in, they'll be in the weight room, they'll be out on the field during the conditioning, but it's not something that the coaches are typically driving. And I think there's some NCAA rules that govern and guide that. And again, I don't know if there's something, there's a nuance when there is a new coaching staff that comes in, but whatever the maximum time they can within the guidelines of the NCAA, I'm sure they're going to spend with the players.
Brad, Virginia has 26 players that are verbally committed, four of which have been approved for early admission. The athletes that have been approved for January admission are Christian Baumgartner, a 6'5", 240 tight end. They've got Holland Corbett, a place kicker, who played last year at Fork Union. You've got Matt Terrell, a linebacker from Liberty Christian, 6'4", 225. Sounds like my kind of player right there. Trey Harbison, a running back that everybody's keeping an eye on, 5'11", 205 from Shelby, North Carolina. And I know the quarterback, Sonny Abramson, has been very vocal and very visible in terms of this recruiting class. And he says the attitude is very pumped up amongst those that he stayed in touch with. And apparently there's a giant Twitter or Instagram party going on a weekly basis of all these athletes. Besides making phone calls by Bronco at night, what else can they do other than Marcus Hagans, whom I'm assuming is driving all over the place trying to reassure everybody?
Yeah, I think you mentioned a couple key things. I think with the advent of social media, I think that the sitting in the living rooms is something that still happens, but it doesn't happen as often. I think there's a lot of texting, a lot of tweeting and things like that that's going on that the students, I mean, the recruits and the coaches stay in touch that way. But yeah, you're right. I'm sure Hagans is doing his part to keep some consistency with that 26 recruit. I haven't seen anyone back out yet. And I think that's because of a couple of things. One, you sort of knew what you were getting into with Coach Lunn and the UVA program. And I think the coach is a key part of that. But I think at the same time, the institution, the tradition of the University of Virginia and the experience of the University of Virginia and the academic prowess and the degree that you're going to get when you walk out of the University of Virginia is something else that you're committing to. And then when you couple that and you say, okay, well, here's what I got with London. I knew I was good with London. And you look at Mendenhall, I think he's put 60 guys in the NFL over the last 11 years.
Yeah.
He still has that same track record. So if you want the institution, you want the academic, and you want to play in the ACC, and you want to play against some good teams with maybe the exception of Syracuse, then I think you're gonna get that when you commit to UVA, and you're going to get that same commitment from the coach that if you're good enough, will help you get to the NFL on the next level as well.
Brad, couldn't have said it better myself. Listen, you have a great holiday season and a great Christmas with your family, and we thank you for joining us tonight. We're going to jump to our next break and trying to allow more time for Coach Tony Bennett, who's going to join us on the other side. Stay with us, UVA head basketball coach Tony Bennett, coming up next.